Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
You know, whenever I hear a story about toppling a statue, I think of Bloodsport. Brick not hit back. Not really a fair fight. It is Saturday, June 20th, 2020. And that's kind of a normal sounding day. You know, we have one every year. June 20th, oh nice. Okay, now that we've got the normalcy out of the way, let's remember that it's 2020. We're tearing down statues and setting them on fire. It's they're not going to burn so well, you know. I'm just saying. And the police are walking away. Oh, it was nice while it lasted, wasn't it? Wasn't civilization just a grand experiment? What you going to do with yourself today? There's a bunch of hit and miss storms. Upper 80s today. And getting warmer. More sun than clouds, it looks like. It's going to be okay if you want to tell yourself and those around you, those you love, if you want to tell them, it's a little hot, I'm going to stay in and watch golf. That's okay. It doesn't make you a wimp. Thoughts with the 23 boys on the Clemson Tigers that tested positive for COVID. Now, we got Dr. Fauci saying earlier in the week that there might not be football this year. The only upside of that probably includes soccer, but Dr. Fauci saying, oh, those crowds aren't, it's not a good idea. We are just all over the map, aren't we? We want to reopen. We're ready for this thing to be gone. But that doesn't mean it's gone. And the numbers are going in the right way because we were doing certain things. We gradually did fewer and fewer of those things than the numbers rose. A little patience. I'd rather use my patience than become one. 23 college kids, I mean, to me, if you're in college, you're a kid. 23 of them. Yeah, they work out in the Same weight rooms, things like that. I imagine college football players are active socially, tend to be popular people. So it bears out that if you put yourself in high-risk situations, that, well, increases your risk, doesn't it? And we can't seem to get on the same page as a country as to the right way to do this, and that's what concerns me, is that you've got people in this part of the country taking one approach. Other places are cautious, other places are wide open. There are places you gotta wear a mask to be inside the place. I've got a mask, it's in my pocket. Because if I had to do the show through the mask, at some point I would run low enough on oxygen that I'm liable to say anything. Not like now. And there are airlines saying, if you want to be on this plane, you got to wear a mask. How long's the flight? You mean over my face the whole time? I put mine on, I walked in from the car. I had it on long enough. I had it on a total of 4 minutes. Yeah. At the car, you put your mask on, you grab your stuff, you beep through a couple of security gates, and then get your temperature checked. And then you can come inside. If you're in the hallway, you got to have your mask on. I'm in the one place in the building where I am not required by policy to be wearing a mask. I'm in the only chair in the building that it's okay to be maskless right now. Because there's a direct corollary between aeration and oxygen supply. They kind of go together. And so being on the radio, I have my mask off long enough to be on the radio. That's the 4 minutes I had it on. I hated it the whole time and couldn't even imagine the possibility of going anywhere for an extended period of time where I would have to wear it the entire time. I don't think I could get on an airplane right now. If they're saying keep the mask on the entire flight, you know, some people are better than that at others. Some people's claustrophobia doesn't involve being covered all over. You know what I mean? I mean, this is not the best proposition for a nervous person. And we've got so many extra fun things about which to be nervous. Think about there's a rally in Tulsa tonight. And I say tonight, it's 7 o'clock. It's going to be daylight when it happens. That's 6 o'clock in Tulsa. But over 1 million people tried to get, I guess, tickets, admission. Over a million people tried to go. 20,000 are being allowed to go. 20,000 people that woke up this morning, flipped through the headlines and discovered that 23 football players from the Clemson Tigers just tested positive for COVID. And I don't believe you're going to see a lot of masks at this event. Color me nutty, but there's got folks. I love you. Let's be honest with each other for a second here. We got a little ways to go in the maturity department when it comes to wearing a mask. All we're trying to do is keep our germs to ourselves. That's all we're trying to do. I don't think that the person who wants to go to this rally where there will be 20,000 people indoors, I don't believe that the person that thinks that's a good idea so long as you wear a mask, does that person exist? I can't chase this thought completely away because it's speculation. And would be, I'd like to be able to because I can't call it from here. But 20,000 people, some of those people, I have no idea how many. Some of those people have COVID-19. COVID-19 is going to be in that building. And I'm sure of that. 20,000 people. Test the Clemson Tigers and 23 football players come back. But so that virus will be in the air along with all of the eloquence. And somebody's not going to wear a mask because they think it makes them look like a wimp or something. Or if it's safe enough for the president, it's safe enough for me, kind of thing. If we are going to start getting together again, even though we're seeing an increase in numbers, and that's exactly what we're doing, we're basically have had it, and we're getting on with our lives and do your worst. That's where we're at. That's our mentality. Our patience has been shrunk to that. We want to punch this thing back. We want to beat it into the ground. But the only way we can do that is to make it go away. You see, inaction is the enemy of a virus. Sounds counterintuitive that the way to beat something is to do as little as possible. That doesn't make sense on any level, except when you consider that if you stay home, as much as you can. Take all the precautions. If there's a precaution you can take, take it. That is the best way to avoid getting this virus. And you might be young and healthy and might not be worried about getting the virus. You're worried about giving it to your mom? Tomorrow's Father's Day. That's not what he had in mind for a gift. Socks and ties will be just fine, thank you very much. Leave the corona. But we can't ostracize folks for being as careful as they can be because they're trying to help us too. And that's to be commended, not shamed. Somewhere in that building, somebody's going to be wearing a mask. Well, there'll be a lot of media there. All of the media will be wearing masks. They're on the clock. I wonder how many people will be taking swipes at the media and their adorable little masks. A strange way to say you're welcome. We do. We got a little bit to go in the maturity department regarding masks. You don't know that one hasn't already saved your life. You don't know that. And what's my agenda? That as few people get sick as possible. You wearing a mask doesn't put a dime in my pocket. It just makes me think positively that you would test negatively. And I want you to be okay. It's a mad, mad country right now. And I'm hoping that we are getting some things out of our system. I'm hoping we can get some things out of our system and then move forward together. But are we drawing the lines too deeply to reunite after catharsis? Oh, I hope not. I remember the United States of America. I remember that. It was glorious. We treat our neighbor like a foreign invader if we don't like the sign in their yard. You know, you can get the bird thrown at you over a bumper sticker. A little courtesy goes a long way, you know. And, oh, you can also get the bird thrown at you if you don't drive so good. So, you know, consider that. It might be your Ross Perot sticker. But it could be you're driving. So just consider that. Chris Farrell, 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Chris Farrell back with you. Wow, was the first half hour really that bad? I didn't think kick him out. I didn't think it was that bad. Six 6:40 a.m. on June 20. Is anybody else hearing Juneteenth for the first time this year? Where it stood out. I mean, Juneteenth. I hadn't heard Juneteenth. I don't believe. As got. It's got a little zing to it. If that's the holiday name they want to give it, it actually has a little bit of personality. So you're going to the big rally. I hope everybody comes back okay. It's going to be some interesting people watching. I'm guessing. I am guessing there is going to be a little something for everybody. Whatever you're into, go get your freak flag, mount it to the back of the pickup, and head to Tulsa, baby. Where it is going to be party time. Because the president is already talking to the protesters like an opponent at WrestleMania or something. Yeah, we won't treat you as nice as they did the people in Minneapolis. Didn't they kill the guy in Minneapolis? I don't mind him giving warnings to agitators, anarchists, punks, lowlifes. But protesters. You know, don't warn protesters, sir. That's very un-American. Don't warn protesters. Because that's a escalation of emotions. It's not an exchange of ideas. I do hope that we're kind of getting things out of our system. A lot's built up, and the quarantine has just shook the champagne bottle, and we're ready to pop. And once we pop, we're going to be okay, and we're gonna move forward as a nation. But it's so easy to find the answer you want. It's so easy to find a source that will tell you what you wish to be correct is indeed reality. You don't have to search for the answer to the question. They'll be right there together. Answer is going to depend on who wrote it. Press secretary was asked the president retweeting a fake video made him fake news. Pretty good question. But see, I'm one of these people, when it's obviously fake, when something is not a reasonable person that would fall for it. When it's like that, I take it less seriously, of course, because I know it's not real, but also I don't assign the same level of emotion to it. I link fake and funny just enough to where I don't bicker about everything like a lot of folks in this business bicker about everything. I got a sense of humor, and I understand lots of folks would characterize a creation as fake. What's the saying? It's real if you can touch it. I don't know how much I would do of that if I were the president, because I think he's been maybe duped a couple of times. You don't want to come out looking foolish, you know. Made me wonder about this rally in Tulsa. Yes, a million people said they want to go. And there's plenty of people in town already. And that place is going, it will be full. It will be full. I mean, no matter what. If he has to start inviting those awful protesters inside, the place is going to be full. He needs this. And I don't want anybody to come back with something that's going to kill them. Where even a protester, even I know we've got a high-ranking government official. It might not be a good idea to have football this year. And then we have a president saying 20,000 strong, see you in Tulsa. When all you really want is as many people to be okay as possible, when that's all you really want, where's the leadership on this? Because you have the commander-in-chief contradicting his underlings who are in the positions they're in, supposedly because of their expertise regarding such matters. And I don't expect the President of the United States to hold my hand and walk me through everything. But just because he said the heck with it, I do or I don't, doesn't mean the rest of us have. And 20,000 people, sir, are getting together in Tulsa tonight just to cheer you on. That's the point. So I don't know if there's going to be anything groundbreaking so far as policy or anything. There's no large announcement. Party in Tulsa, that's the announcement. Folks are going to be yelling. They're going to be singing. There'll be a national anthem. God, if somebody took a knee during the national anthem at a Trump rally, would they live? Would they live? I'm not suggesting anybody try it. When I saw what happened to that poor man in Minneapolis, I thought, I think probably what a lot of people thought when they saw it. If they were there, would they have done something? like somebody knocks that cop off of his neck, it might save his life. Are you going to take the risk? You going to watch someone get killed right in front of you and do nothing but decry it? And I don't wish those scenarios on people. I don't wish that they would have to find out. But it's becoming a battle of wills. It's becoming about pride. And that's destructive. I want us on the same side again, America. I miss you. I miss us. I miss the idea. I want us to grow old together. We're going to be under bridges because our stimulus ourselves to bankruptcy seemed impossible just a few years ago. It doesn't seem impossible anymore. But there are cataclysmic implications to some of what's going on. Doesn't seem so far-fetched anymore. They don't have to make any more horror movies. Just let people try to live their daily lives. They'll get their dose of fear given to them. And I don't want you to think from a fearful mindset. But keep in mind that cautious ain't cowardly. If something happens and someone gets COVID at this event and basically died because they went to a presidential rally, that's wouldn't that one person be worth holding off the rally? I'm going to say something crazy. I think saving that one person would be worth holding off a rally, even if that person were a protester. Any fellow American. And no, it doesn't mean if your papers aren't in order, I want you to die. That's not what, of course not. But I'm holding on to the bond between myself and my fellow Americans. Are you with me? The way to know is, are you letting differences in the ideology affect where you use and how you use humanity? I want as few people to get sick as possible because I care about my countrymen, my country folk. Y'all, that's all y'all. I do. I want you to be safe. So don't let pride push you in any direction that might compromise its safety, because that's just foolish. And I'd miss you. Talk to you in 23 hours. Chris Farrell, 655. I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama, where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.